An investigation is underway and Auckland Animal Management is reviewing the number of dogs that can be walked in a pack after a woman's dog was fatally mauled at a park. The dog walking company, Stimulated Canine, has now removed its Facebook page after the dog was killed by two pets in its care. Felix Walton has more.
Whitford local Barbara Wright is calling for a tighter leash on dog walkers after her terrier was fatally injured during a walk. Ms. Wright was walking her dogs Hugo and Kipper on the Porterfield Road Bridleway when they were rushed by a pack of dogs. Hugo, a 3-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, managed to escape the maul, but Kipper, an elderly Cairn Terrier, was seriously injured.
So the first dog I kicked in the chest and that dog dropped her. So I then tried to pick her up, but the middle dog grabbed her and did exactly the same. And my poor dog was crying in agony and I could see blood coming out of her mouth. So I pulled her out and I held her close to my chest. She was panting for breath, really.
Ms. Wright says the attacking dogs were in the care of local pet-sitting company Stimulated Canine. But with a number of dogs tied to their waist and many more off-leash, the walker lost control.
There's a lady that came around the corner at the time with three dogs stuck to her. It was like on a waist walking lead. With the force of the three dogs trying to get to the mall, she fell over and stood on her backside. She was clearly out of control. There was a pack of 14 dogs all in all.
After the attack, Barbara Wright says Kipper's injuries were severe and she was at the vet for several days before she passed away.
She had a ruptured cruciate ligament. She had all her ribs were crushed. She had a punctured lung and a punctured bowel. It just wasn't fair to keep her alive. In the end, there was going to be no hope. So unfortunately, I had to put her to sleep. And now I'm left with a box of ashes and a $10,500 vet bill.
In a statement, Ms. Wright's vet told RNZ that whilst Kipper was 13 years old, she was in good health and her death was a direct result of the extensive and painful injuries she received. Stimulated Canine has declined RNZ's request for comment, but acknowledged that the attack was under investigation. RNZ understands the dog walker is not the owner, but an employee of the company. It has since compensated Ms. Wright for most of her vet expenses, but she says the situation has traumatised her family.
I've got my daughter flying up from Dunedin because she can't believe that her family dog has died after 13 years. I mean, it's horrendous what's happened to us as a family. I'm having nightmares. I'm having to go for therapy because I keep hearing the noise of her whining and her bones breaking in this dog's mouth. The noise was horrendous.
Another resident who doesn't want to be named says it's dangerous for the business to keep walking dogs in such large groups.
I'd say easily 15 to 20 big breed dogs. That's the problem, is that there seems to be no regulation around how many dogs these walkers can take and what sort of training is required. If we see her car there, we turn around and go to a different trail.
She says it's a serious risk for the community.
Families use that trail, whole families with children on balance bikes. They're so young that they can't even pedal their bikes. Those dogs, if they chased one of those children like they have chased dogs and horses, you know, they would kill a child. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
East Auckland Animal Management team leader Angie Castro says there's no legal limit to the number of dogs that can be walked at once.
There is no regulation right now. Although what I can tell you is that the bylaw is being reviewed. And one of the considerations for this is limiting the dog walker's ability to walk just about any number of dogs.
She says Animal Management is investigating the attack and is likely to prosecute the dog walker.
So the dog walker here is considered a dog owner under the Act, a person in possession of the dog. But the business, of course, will be looked into. Then the likelihood, I won't say for sure, but the likelihood is that the decision will be prosecution. It will go to court, the dog walker will be charged.
Angie Castro says two of the dogs involved in the attack have been classified as menacing, which means they need to be muzzled in public. In the past 24 hours, Stimulated Canine has removed its Facebook page.